אוי סי, והנה שני העניונים הנ"ל שבביטול הגזירה והמחיצה בין עליינים לתחתונים, the two aspects above of the עליינים going down למטה and the תחתונים going up למעלה, which is the negation, the ביטול of the גזירה והמחיצה, of the decree and the partition בין עליונים לתחתונים, שנסחטשו במתן תורה, that have become anew, that they were the novelty of matan Torah, of breaking that partition, heim bechlolus yoser Torah mitzvahs. So in a more general way, we talk about elyonim, tachtonim, we talk about the different levels within Torah, the nishmosa, dinishmosa, the goof. But in a general way, this is Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs. Torah is the hamshocha, the bitl hagezeda mil milo lamato, the milo coming down lamato. And mitzvahs are the haloa milmato lamilo, the bitl hagezeda of milmato lamilo. The inyan yiridas ha'elyonim l'mato, the concept of the descent of the upper ones below, shenischadish b'matan Torah, that was renewed or came about, the novelty that took place matan Torah, hu be'iker b'Torah. That's mainly Torah is the yiridas ha'elyonim l'mato. And the idea, the concept of the elevation of the tachtonim going up above, that has nischadet, that was nischadet matan Torah, who be ikar b'mitzvus, is mainly b'mitzvus. Why is Torah milmailo l'mato and mitzvus milmato l'mailo? For inyan hu, the idea is the mehachilukim bein Torah l'mitzvus, who that one of the distinctions, the differences between Torah and mitzvahs, who is the HaTorah Hidvar Havayim. Torah is Hashem's words, which is Chochmosei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hello, but what happened Matan Torah? Sheyordo Lemato, it descended below, v'nislav sho b'seichel anushi, and it dressed up in the human intellect, b'chidei sho odom yuchol lahavinu lahasiga, so that the person can understand it and grasp it. So you have the chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu elyonim descends lamata, so that a person should be able to grasp and understand it. On the other hand, you have a hamitzvahs, the mitzvahs sheheim tzivuyim lehodom. Those are commands for the person. So what is the purpose? What do we want with mitzvahs? What does the Eibishter want? Hakavoneh v'hamevukash b'hem hi. What is the intent? And what are we seeking it? You can say, yeah, it came down. A tzivuy from above came down to below. But no. Lo yah tzivuy atzmei. It's not, we're not looking for the command, like b'Torah, the Torah came down. Elokim ha-tzivui. But we're looking for the fulfillment, the observant of the command, Sheha Odom Ekayim, which the person fulfills. V'zehu. So now we understand Sheinyan di Yiridas Elyonim Lamato, the idea of the descent of the upper below, who beikar b'Torah. That's mainly with the Torah. The HaTorah Shi Chachmosi Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah, which is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekoyim Alamayla. The place of the Torah is above. V'zeh Shah HaTorah Nitna Lamata, the fact that the Torah was given below. V'nislav Shal B'seichel Anushin, it dressed up in the human intellect. Ubidvorim gashmim, and in physical matters, uinyan yiridas helyenim letachtonim, that's the descent of the upper to the bottom ones while they're coming down. But that's specifically demonstrated by Torah coming down, unlike mitzvahs, because mitzvahs don't come down, but mitzvahs are here to elevate. As opposed to when the mitzvahs are also given lamato, just the Torah came down lamato. But no, as opposed to when the giving is lamato, ein mudgash kol kacho inyan, the yiridas hel yonim lamato. It's not emphasized so much the idea of the upper ones coming down below. Shari adarabe, because on the contrary, in yonim shel hamitzvahs, what is the idea of mitzvahs, which is tzivuyim hu shaha odom yikayim oisom? It is that the person should fulfill them. Hashem instructs them, they come down below, but the purpose is that the person fulfills them. So inyan hatachtonim yalu lel yonim, so therefore the idea of the tachtonim going up to the upper ones who be ikar b'mitzvahs is mainly by mitzvahs. Torah is mainly bringing down the yonim to the tachtonim, and mitzvahs is mainly bringing down the tachtonim to the yonim. The betoyro, because by toyro, kivon shegam laachre shiyordo lamato, hidvaravaye, even by toyro, even after it descended below, it still remains the word of Hashem, lochein, gam belimud ve'esek hatoyro dehodom, also in the study, and the occupation in toyro of the person, nirgash be'iker ha'amshocha milmailo, so mainly you feel the extension that it came down from above. Sha'atoyroshi chokhmose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Torah, which is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nimsheches u'mislabesh, is drawn down and addresses up b'sichloi shel ha'odom, in the intellect, the human intellect, the intellect of the person. But v'loy habirur v'hazichuch d'seichel ha'odom, it's not the sorting out and the refinement of the human intellect, but it's the drawing down the wisdom of Hashem into the human intellect. And the concept as the lower ones go up to the upper ones, mudgash b'ikir b'mitzvahs, is mainly emphasizing mitzvahs. The kivon she'inyan ha'mitzvahs tzivuyim. Since the idea, the concept of mitzvahs, which are command, hu shaha odom yikayim esa mitzvahs kinal, is that the person should fulfill the mitzvahs, like we said above. Vakavone bazehi, and the intention with the person doing the mitzvahs, they litzarev esabriyas, is to refine the created being, the person to be refined, bichde levarer ulezachech, to sort out and to refine ulahalis hakoyches vahevorim shalom odom, and to elevate the powers and the limbs of the person mekayimes hamitzvahs, of the person that fulfills the mitzvahs, v'gam es hadvorim sheba oilom shabehem mekayimes hamitzvahs, and also the worldly matters with which you do the mitzvahs, b'lasoisom kelim lelakus, and to make them into vessels for godliness. That's the kavonah, and that's what is accomplished, and that's that the mitzvah, that you'd make them, the person and the vessels and everything around them, to make them vessels for godliness. Inyan ha-mitzvahs hu aliyas ha-tachtoinu l'maylo. So the idea of mitzvahs is elevating the lower ones above. So now that we have the mitzvahs as part of this process of Matan Torah, that also the mitzvahs is the part of El Yonim Yalu L'Tachtoinim, which is the Bitla Gezeda, which is the accomplishment. So we'll also explain this with regards to the Pnimius Matan Torah, that in the Bitla Gezeda, Netzrit will explain to us the bringing down the Shalom, that the Galeine talking about the mitzvahs, the kavanas ha-mitzvah. Let's look inside. Bapi mashin is barely il siv dalid. And based on what we explained earlier in the fourth si'if, She'ikir hakavona bebitl hagizedim. What is the main? The Rebbe explained, why do we say first el tachtonim yalu before el yonim yerdu? Because the main intention in the nullification of the gizeda, the matan Torah, what did it accomplish mainly? Shatachtonim yalu lemailo, that the tachtonim should be able, that they should go up above. So therefore, likewise, we've been negaya lebitl hagazeda v'amechitza. It also apply to negating the decree and the partition. Benegaya lepnimis haTorah, as it relates to the inner parts of Torah. As we say, gal einai v'abito niflos mitoyros secho, reveal my eyes to see the wonders of the Torah, to see the bitl hagazeda. So, what is the main thing that we want to accomplish through the galena v'abita niflois v'teresach, the bitla gzeda, sha'ikir hu aliyah mil matla maila? The main thing is the elevation from below to above. Tzorich loymar, and since the elevation from above, from below to above is mitzvahs, tzorich loymar, therefore we have to say, the v'abita niflois v'teresach, when he says, lo seeing niflois from the Torah, Nichlal gam inyan mitzvah, that also includes in it the idea of mitzvahs. Kimoi shem mitzad nishmoso de'eraisa, that the mitzvahs, the way they are, from the prospect of nishmoso de'eraisa, the soul of Torah, because the mitzvahs are the haloa milmato lemailo. When we talk about pnimis haTorah, when we talk about the soul of Torah, so velochein mevi hatzamach tzedek pirush hashaloh. That's why the tzamach tzedek brings the interpretation of the shaloh. The miflois mitoyros secho. What is the wonders of the Torah? He says these are the kavona of the mitzvahs. That's the niflois. So what is the explanation? The bichdei shekiyum hamitzvahs. In order for the observance of the mitzvahs to be proper, limud haTorah, you have to study Torah. The Talmud mevul demaisa, this study brings you to action. So, the Torah is what helps us fulfill, and through Torah we do mitzvahs. V'yashloimar. So the Rebbe suggests, so we said before, the actual act of the mitzvah, that's the body of the mitzvah, that the body of the mitzvah should be proper, which means the mitzvah itself, that's by studying the revealed part of Torah, and that's the body of Torah. But in order that the intent of the mitzvah, which is haneshama de hamitzvahs, that's the soul of the mitzvahs, that should be as it should be. So therefore, that is pnimis haTorah, the study of Torah, nishmosu deraisa. So the soul of Torah, as the Rebbe said before, abita niflos mitoyros secho, that the toyros secho, the nishmosa deraisa, helps you with the soul of the mitzvahs, with the kavonas hamitzvahs. So the guf de Torah, galya de Torah, helps you with the guf of the mitzvahs, the body, the mitzvah itself, and the neshmos of the Torah helps you with regards to the kavonas hamitzvahs, that the kavonah should be proper, the neshom of the mitzvahs. Bob. Behine. Kamoisha belimudat Torah. Just like in the study of Torah. I feel even when we talk about the revealed level of Torah, Umekol, Shekain, Bipinimisat Torah, certainly when we talk about the inner part of Torah, yes, Ribu Madrigas, I think Kates, there is so many tremendous amount of levels to no end. So that is as far as learning. But Kumekain, who became a mitzvah, the same thing is in the observance of mitzvah. I feel Ubimaisam mitzvahs. Even just the act of mitzvah, the goof of the mitzvah, there can be an endless amount of levels. But umekolshke mekavonis hamitzvahs, and certainly when we talk about the intention of mitzvahs, sheyesh bazeribu madreges, there is a multitude of levels in the how much kavonah we have. So that's why apizeh yuvon mashi yodua. We know that shebemaisa hamitzvus nasim levushim lehanishama b'ganed natachten, that from the act of the mitzvus, from that are made the garments for the soul when it goes into Gan Eden. It uses the mitzvus as garments in Gan Eden natachten. Umekavonas hamitzvus, and from the intent of the mitzvah is nasim levushim Gan Eden elyon, then there is garments in the upper level of Gan Eden. The lechaira, but lechaira seemingly harigam beGan Eden hatachten atzmei, but also in the lower level of Gan Eden, v'chein beGan Eden elyon atzmei, also in the upper level of Gan Eden, yesh ribu madreges, there is multiple, many, many different levels. So, veich efshar shebechol ha-madreges yu oisum ha-levushim. So it's all the same levushim should be in all levels. So, if the maisa mitzvahs produce one levush for all of Gan Eden HaTachten, and the kavanas ha-mitzvahs produce one levush for the Gan Eden Helion, for the neshama, but how could one levush be sufficient for all the different levels that the neshama goes through in Gan Eden HaTachten and all the different levels that the neshama goes through in Gan Eden Helion? Ve'eich efshar shebechol ha-madreges yiyu oisim ha-levushim, should be the same levushim. Ba'bir bazeh. So what is the explanation? That the b'maisa mitzvahs v'chein b'kavonas mitzvahs yesh ribuy madreges kinal. That in the act of mitzvahs and also in the intent of it, there is many levels, as we said before. And b'meila, the different levushim, the different levels of asiyas mitzvahs are for the different levushim for the neshama, the guf hamitzvahs in Gan Eden HaTachten, the various different kavonas hamitzvahs provide different levushim in Gan Eden Elyon for the neshama. So mehine hagam shekavonas hamitzvah hi nishmas hamitzvah. Even though we're saying that the intent of the mitzvah is the soul of the mitzvah, shashayeches bichlal, which in general is connected l'nishmosa deiraisa, to the soul of Torah. And that's why we said before that the soul of Torah, pnimius ha-Torah, helps the kavanas of the mitzvah and the guf of Torah helps the goof of the mitzvah. But mikol mokom, so while that's generally the case, but kamo v'kamo inyonim de kavonas ha-mitzvahs and gam b'nigla de Torah, but you find many ideas of the kavonah, the intention of the mitzvahs, also in the revealed part of Torah. Hein, whether we'll talk about b'negeya kavonah klolis the mitzvahs, when we talk about the general intent of mitzvahs, b'chol ha-mitzvahs b'shava, which is in all mitzvahs equally, l'kayim rotzin havaya, to fulfill the wish of Hashem. So, we find that this is not an esoteric, it's not a Kabbalistic, it's a Nigla reason. The Kavona Zuhi Gam Alpi Nigla de Toiro. This intention is also Alpi Nigla de Toiro. So while Kavonas HaMitzvahs are associated to Nishmoso, but there is the general Poshet HaMit, the Poshet explanation is also Alpi Nigla de Toiro. But what happens when you learn the inner part of Torah? The intent and the desire of the person to fulfill the Rotzen Hashem is on a higher level. So in Nigla, it is just to fulfill the Rotzen Hashem. Pnimisat Torah brings the Rotzen Hashem to the person on a higher level. So this is as far as the general. Nigla has a reason for the general mitzvahs, to fulfill the will of Hashem. But also, v'gam hakavona is haprotius, also the individualized intention, shebuchol mitzvah befrat, which is in every specific particular mitzvahs, hareaktam v'hakavona dekama v'kama mitzvahs. So the reason and the intent of many mitzvahs nisparish gam benigla de Torah has been articulated also in the revealed part of the Torah, gam al piderech hapshat, also in the style of learning, in this literal learning, v'ad she'atam dekama v'kama mitzvahs mefurish b'kroah, to the extent that there's many mitzvahs, the reason explained in the pasuk. So we have kavonas and mitzvah benigla. Certainly, before we get to the soit, before we get to the Kabbalah, there is remez and drush, there is certainly explanation of mitzvahs. Elo, so why are we saying that the kavonas and mitzvahs belong to the nishmosu that I said to pnimis ha-toira, when there is also a level of reasoning and kavona in this simple sense with regards to all mitzvahs, and specifically also with specific mitzvahs? What happens is that same reasoning that you have up in Nigla, up in Nister, it's more powerful. Eloshatam v'akavona da mitzvahs al piderech ha-soid, the reason and the intent of the mitzvahs, which is in the style of this soy, the secrets of Torah, nishmosa, the esoteric part of Torah, pnimis ha-Torah unai lahar v'yeser, is much greater, ba'al yidei zem mitosef oimek v'chulu gam ba'atam shal p'niglo, and through this it adds depth, etc., also in the reason which is in the revealed level. So what the Rebbe is saying is that while generally kavonas hamitzvahs is shaykh to pnimis ha-Torah, but there is also the literal reasons, many levels, which is also pipshat, and it's the pnimis ha-Torah that brings in a deeper depth and meaning to the kavona. So therefore the Rebbe says, v'yesh loimar. So we can therefore now say the kemoi shebinigeya lidiyas hanifloz de Torah. Just as it relates, we learned earlier when we said vabito nifloz metoyda secho. So what did we say? What does it mean to see the miracles, the wonders of the Torah? Habakosh shegal einai vabito nifloz is mitoyda secho. We're talking about the wonders of Torah, which is Nishmoso v'Nishmoso l'Nishmoso. That Rosin, the Nishama, and the Nishama for the Nishama, the Chaya Yechida, the Rosin, and Rosin the Rosin, T.A. should be Mi Torah Secho. That should come in Yonim Elushe Begalye the Torah, from these same ideas as they are in the revealed part of Torah, which is Mahaguf de Torah, which is from the body of Mahavush de Torah, the two levels of Guf and Levush de Torah, which is the actually mitzvahs or the stories of Torah, which is the Levush of Torah, Kaniska Lil Siv Dalet. So the same thing is now that according to the Shalom, and we're explaining that the mitzvahs are the milmata lemaila, who benigei lekavonas hamitzvahs also applies to the intention of mitzvahs. Shahanifloys, the kavonas hamitzvahs, that the wonders of the kavonas hamitzvahs, which means, what would be the nifloys? Kavonas harizal, ulamayla yeser, whether it's the intention of the harizal, kavonas, and higher than that, you need to see them is mitoyros chog vabita niflois mitoycha kavon shal derech hapshat, from the intention which is on the style of pshat v'yisaydim izeh, not just regular pshat mitoycha kavon shal derech hapshat hamuvon ben chomish the mikra, from amongst the intentions by the way of pshat which are understood for a 5 year old. Shehem dugmas, they will be like the levusha deiraisa, because we said from the Torah zecha hasipurim the Torah, shegam tinekus lemtimaisom, which is the stories of Torah, which also children learn it, and that's the levushim of Torah, and from there should be galena niflois mi Torah zecha. So the Rebbe says now zayin ulahisif, so that this is very important, the bekavonas hamitzvahs negeya inyan zeh, that when we talk about the intention of meir, this idea, sheinyonim achi nailim yedu minyonim elu komeshem bepshitus, that they should know these elevated levels from the simple, from the way they are bepashtus, mitoyra secho, it's more important, ideyoser masher batoyra, more than by batoyra. But Torah, he explained before, it has to be mitoyra secho, that it has to come mitzad the mata. Ka yisrein bezeh she yediyas haniflois he mehinyonim she bepashtus. What did we say before? What is the advantage that we know the niflois from the matters as they are bepashtus? Who? So then, through that, the knowledge, the knowing, the flois of the person will be gam mitzad inyonei, also mitzad the person. So that the person knows it, not because it's given over, so we need the person to know from the matter. Kenal sivdal, as we spoke about earlier, sivdal. But the kiv on she'inyan ha-mitzvahs. But this is even more important when we talk about mitzvahs, because since the idea of mitzvahs, hu litzarev b'emes habriyus, that is to refine the created being, the people, can also say, lifel birur v'zichuv ba'odom hamakaymes ha-mitzvahs, to impact a sorting out and a refinement in the person that observes the mitzvah. And how does that's the whole idea of the mitzvah to begin with, is to litzarev sabriyus. The Iker Habirur V'Azichuch, and how is the main Birur V'Azichuch? Al Yidei Kavonas HaMitzvahs. That is through the intent of the mitzvahs. V'chol Sha'Kavon Heinai L'Sheyser, the higher the intention is, Habirur V'Azichuch Heinai L'Sheyser, the sorting out and the refinement is a greater, is a more elevated. L'Chein, and therefore, Be'inyan HaMitzvahs Negeya Oid Yeser. With regards to the matter of mitzvahs, it's more important. Sheyidiyas haniflo is the kavonas hamitzvahs, that to know the wonders of the intent of the mitzvahs, tia mitoych hakavonas bepashtus, should be coming from the simple kavonas. So, this is the idea. Over here, we need to more that the refinement. We need the higher level of kavana in order to be able to refine But we need it to come from the simple level, because it has to come from the person himself. So the huge understanding and the great birur, it needs to associate, come from the person. So that's why we need to have from the kavanah of pashtus niflos mitayr sechel. Vapize yesh levayr mashemei vi hatzemach tzedek b'mayim esherish mitzvah tefilo. The tzemach tzedek in the maimer in esherish mitzvah tefilo, the Rebbe explains now, he brings down the haloshin and he mispalu l'das zehatinik. I davening for the same amount as the for the same ideas that the child. The child doesn't know any kavanas, and he is davening, and yet he davens with the Eibishter. And the Alter Rebbe, and the Tzemach Tzedek says that that is also the idea of davening like a child, just without knowing any kavonis, any meaning, any intention, davening like a child. But very surprising that the Tzemach Tzedek brings this down in Shedesh Mitzvah Tfilah, because which he's trying to explain the kavonis of davening, and then all of a sudden he said daven just like the child daven, he doesn't have any kavonis. In the Maimer of Shem Mitzvah Tefillah, he explains the idea of davening b'chlal in general. Begam kama inyan protim the tefillah, and also many specific details of the davening. Api Kabbalah, according to the Kabbalah of Oid Yisrael, and even more Api Chassidus. Umam mokim b'maimer ze lohavio inyan dani mispalu l'das ze hatinak. So what room is it? What? How does it fit in this maimer to bring down davening for what the child davens from when we're trying to explain ideas in davening? V'yeshloimer, so we can say, based on what the Rebbe explained, Shebazeh meramis, that the Tzemach Tzedek is coming to hint here, Shehakavon is the tefillah bedargis hachi nailois, that the intention of the davening, even on the highest level, tzrichos liyos kishuris, they still need to, even when you're at the highest level of davening kavana, it needs to be tied with the idea of tefillah as it is for the child. Whether it is for the general idea of davening, that the knowledge in the idea of davening on the greatest, highest levels, tiyagami inyan hatfilah, should also have it sum up the davening as a child understand, and also as it relates to explaining the ideas, the psukim, bakoshes, the verses, the requests, that he say in davening, that even the greatest of explanations, they need to fit. They need to fit until that their knowledge should be metoich pirush hamidlis the tefillah, coming from the simple meaning of the words of the davening, k'mayshetinuk mevin, the way a child understands. So bagam, the fact that we're saying it has to come mitzad de lamata, it has to come mitoyros secho, it has to come from the revealed part. So we say this by Torah, and now we're saying it by davening, by mitzvahs. V'hagam she'inyan zeh hu b'chol inyonim shebetorah. This is by all matters of Torah. But mikol mokayim kivon, because this is the Rebbe's talking about the mitzvahs he was talking about before, but now the Rebbe went away to explain the Tzemach Tzedek with regards to the davening. So he says, even though this is by all matters of Torah and also by mitzvahs, but since the idea of davening is the elevating from below to above, which is birur v'zichcha adam, it's to sort out and refine the person, the elevation. That's why by davening, this idea is very important. Similar as we explained before to the mitzvahs, that the mitzvahs is milmatel amaydel, it's tzadim ben asabriyas. So over there, it's more important to be mitoyre secho than even then by Torah itself that it should be mitoyre secho. But lochein, the maimer sheresh mitzvah atfilo, that's why in the maimer sheresh mitzvah, muvo ha'inyan, dani mispalul da'aze atinik, I doubt for this tinik. So this is sort of a side note to explain the same idea like the Rebbe explained with regard to mitzvahs would also apply to tefillah in the Shedesh mitzvah tefillah. Ches. And this is the connection, the tie between the two psukim. Shabahem berumbas ha'in lag ba'imer, in which it's hinted the idea of lag ba'imer. So what are the two psukim? The gal einai habita niflois metoidos secho. This pasuk that we're talking about over here, and also the pasuk in the it says that rumas betoyra ve'ed hagal hazeh. So ki hagal shebein lovan liyakov, the heap that is between your lovan liyakov, who dugmas hagezeda va'mechitza bein halyonim la'tachtonim shahisa koydem atn toyra. That is similar to the gezeda and the partition between above and below that was before Matan Torah. Omevuer besidur shar halag ba'imer, and in the Alter Rebbe Sidur, in the shar halag ba'imer, in the Maimer, the Bahagal shebein lovan liyakov shnein yonim, that heap that separates between lovan and Yaakov, there is two aspects. Hagal shebein lovan ha'elyin shel lemaylo miyakov liyakov, the heap that is between the partition, or the heap that is in between the supreme lovan, which is higher than Yaakov and Yaakov, v'hu ha'parso, that represents that parso, that curtain shebein olam ha'ein sof shel lemaylo ma'atzilus, of the worlds of the ein sof which are higher than atzilus v'atzilus. So Yaakov is an Atzilus, and the Ein Sof is higher, and between the Ein Sof and Yaakov, there is the heap, there is the parsa. And then you have also V'hagal Shebein Yaakov V'lovan HaTachten, the heap that is in between Yaakov and the Lovan below, which is the HaParsa Shebein Atzilus Libya, that is the curtain, the partition that is between Atzilus and Libya. V'arem as the Lag Boim Rebbe Posuk Zehu, so what is the hint of Lag Boimer in this pasuk? Shayidei Rav Shimon Bar Yochai nizbarer hagal v'amechitza. That through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, this heap and this mechitza was sorted out. Hamechitza shebein lovan ha'elyon liyakov, the partition between the upper lovan and Yaakov. And also the partition that is in between Yaakov and the lower lover. So there was a sorting out, a negation to a certain extent of this partition. Hainu, that means that also in Bri Yitzirasiya, Vaad Ba'ilam Ha'asiya, until also until the world of Asiya, Yiyeh Gilu HaAtzilus, should be the revelation of Atzilus. And not only that, V'gam Gilu HaEinsof Shelamayla HaAtzilus, because the partition from above was also breached. There will be the revelation of HaEinsof that is higher than Atzilus. So V'inyan Zehu Gam HaTochen DePosuk HaSheni. So this idea is also the idea, the content of the second pasuk, Shemeramez al Lag Ba'imer, which is on Lag Ba'imer, which is Gal Einai Vabita Niflos B'Teresach, and that is Shegam Bin Yonim Shebenigla De Torah Briya Yitzira Asiya. That also in the revealed part of Torah in those matters, and not only in Nigla De Torah, Gam B'Levusha De Raisin, also in the garments, that is B'Hasipurim De Torah, the story that corresponds to Asiya. That's the levushim. The guf is biyah. The levushim is asiya. So there, yir begilui haniflos de Torah. That should be revealed the niflos of Torah. Bechinas nishmosa deraisa, which is atzilus. Gam bechinas nishmosa dinishmosa, and also the neshama of the neshama. Lemailum atzilus, which is higher than atzilus. Oistas. To add al pi hayadua, based on what is known, shakolin yonim shebetoyra betachlis adiuk, that all matters of Torah are totally precise. Tzorich leimer, we have to say, dezeh shaposik eidagalazeh, that the posik eidagalazeh shemedaber binyan hagal v'mechitza shebein lovin liyakiv, which discusses about the matter of the heap and the partition between Lavan and Yaakov, meram is a lag ba'imer, hints on lag ba'imer shinyoni hu birur hagal v'mechitza, hints on lag ba'imer, which is the idea to sort out the gal v'mechitza. Who? So is it over there? We're talking about a heap, and now we're talking about to remove the gal and the mechitza. Who kizeh? It's still because Zesha Simen Va Edus Alanila over Lecho Goimer. When they made the sign, this heap, and Eid Hagal Hazeh, that Anila over Elecha, I won't go to you, Goimer, and Atali Sover Eloi Goimer, you won't turn to me, Hoyesh Osugal. That's why the Takas precisely made a heap. It's the heap that represents that you can go through. Veloisha Osugaimer, they didn't make a wall. Hularamis, that is the hinche asiyas amachitza melachatchila, that even making this mechitza to begin with, hubaif and sheyesh nisinas mokim, there is in such a way that there is room, sheyeh ani avere lecha, vatos avere lai, I will go to you and you will come to me. Bahainu, that is, shakavon nebasiyas amachitza, that the intention of making the mechitza, between the upper and the lower one, to begin with, it is so that it will be a connection with Elyonim Tachtoinim. So why does it in the beginning need to have that partition between the Elyonim Tachtoinim? It's a gal that is meant to be broken through. But why do we need the gal in the first place? Who? Kakavone de dire betachtoinim hi, because the intent of dire betachtoinim is a dire tia betachten shein tachten lemata imeno, that the dire should be in the lowest level, which there could be no lower than that. Velochein hoiso hisavos hatachtoinim ade mechitza. That's why, how were the tachtoinim created? They were brought into being through a partition, otherwise they could not come be created. The loy rak shebepoil ein meir behem agilu dehel yoinim. Not only that, lepoil mamish, the revelation of the yoinim doesn't shine in them. Elosh yesh lemechitza b'neim. There is a partition. There is a partition. Shu simen. That will be that I will not come to you. You don't come to me. So it was made. That the connection through what happens when the Yid Avoida, he brings in also these Tachtoinim. Sheyesh Gezeres Shleis Chabru Im Hel Yonim. Those that were part of the Gezeira not to be connected to the Elyonim, we should also connect them, Im Elyonim, with the upper ones. Because that's the Gal, and that's the Kavon Elchatchila. And this is the hint that Lagbaimer is in the Posik Eida Gal Hazeh. Kizeh Shereb Shimon Bar Yechoyi Birer Hagal V'Hamechitza. This that Shimon Choyl sorted out that heap in the mechitza. Who shall yodin is gal inyan hapnimi that simtzum atzmei. Through Rashbi was revealed the inner idea of the Tzimtzum itself, that the Tzimtzum itself is not for a Tzimtzum, but is a Gilui, it's a revelation. Shakavon about Tzimtzum. When we say Kavona, what is Kavona? Sheinyon HaPnimi, the intent of the Tzimtzum Bishvil HaGilui is for the revelation. That's why the Lag BaOmer is hinted in the pasuk of Eid HaGal Hazeh, to connect it through this Gal. Now, the Gal was the Chatchila created to connect later on, but it was had to go through the Gal in order to create the Tachtoinim and then later on to connect. Zehu Shoremes Lag BaOmer Gal Einai Vabita Niflois Mitoyre Secho. And this is that the hint for Lag BaOmer and the pasuk Galein Vabita Niflois Mitoyre Secho. The Lag BaOmer shel Pasuk Eid HaGal Hazeh, we learn it from the hint of the Lag BaOmer of the Pasuk Eid HaGal Hazeh, the Rebbe beginning of the Maimer. The Alter Rebbe writes that the hint for the Lag BaOmer in the Torah is the Pasuk of Eid HaGal Hazeh. But then we have the Gal Einai learned from that Remes. Iker Achidush Va'ilu the Gal Einai Ba'bita Niflois Mitoyre Secho, because the main novelty, what is the advantage of Gal Einav Abit Nifloiz B'Toyre Secho, who Sheriyas HaNifloiz the Toyre Tiyah, that this seeing of this wonder of Toyre should be Loi Rak B'Pnei SheHaNifloiz Yiyah B'Gilu, it's not just to have these Nifloiz revealed, Elo Al Yidei Gal Einai, revealing the eyes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yifkaches Einei HaOdom, that Hashem should open the eyes of the person. The Yira Ha'odom es HaNiflois the Torah, so the man sees, the person sees the Niflois the Torah, Mitzad in Yonesh Shal Ha'odom, the Galena, that the person should see it, not because he's given from above. Kinal Sivdal, as we said during Sivdal. Ubechdei Sha'odom Atach the Yuchel Liris HaNiflois the Torah Mitzad in Yonesh, so that the person should be able to see the wonders of Torah from his corner of the Adam, Huayidei Ha'inyan the Lag BaOmer Hamrumas Beid HaGal Hazeh. That is through the idea of Lag BaOmer, which is hinted in Eid HaGal Hazeh, which is Gilui in Yonei Hapnimi Dahat Tzimtzum. That is to reveal the inner idea of the Tzimtzum, Dahat Tzimtzum B'Shvil HaGilui. That is because of the Gilui. That's the real Tzimtzum. Is not Tzimtzum, but Gilui. And that allows for the person to be able to see that mitzad the person also the niflois of Torah. Yud vaidei limud vafotzas pnimi is the Torah. Through studying and spreading the inner part of Torah, which is Torosu shel Rashbi, the teaching of the Rashbi. Ubefrat kimeshen is galso b'Torah sachasidus, especially as it has been revealed through the teaching of Chasidus. Gilui ba'ifun the yispatnes and a revelation that comes in a way that you are fed havona v'hasoga, understanding and grasping it va'ad shahaseichel the ha'odom ha'loimed, to the extent that the intellect of the person that learns nasechadi ma'inyan shaloimed becomes one with the idea that he's learning. Shehu al derech hamavur li'il binyan gal einai. That's similar to what I explained before in the idea gal einai shereis hanifloys de toiro hi mitzad in yonash lo'odom atzmai. That how does we see the niflois of toiro is because the person himself, his havona v'hasoge, his seichel, and it becomes one with what he's learning. Zoichim le'gilu p'nimis ha'toiro shi'i lo'osu lo'vei. So by doing it now, then we'll privilege to revelation of the Pnimis HaTorah the way it's going to be in the future to come. Shagili Oz, the revelation that year, Noisaval Mitzad Milamilo. In addition, the way it comes from above, at that time, Shazaye in Yonad Oilam, the world is going to appreciate that. Kumashikosuv HaRambam, as the Rambam writes, Velo Yie Eise Kol HaOilam. The occupation of the world be will not be only l'das es Hashem bilvad chulu, to just know Hashem Shenemar kimola ha'oretz deya savaye kamayim layom echasim, that the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem as water covers the ocean. Begula amitis v'hashlemo, in the true and the complete redemption, ayde Mashiach tzidkenu, through righteous Mashiach, bekarev mamash, very soon. We'll do a review in Sefer HaMaimor in Melukot. This is the third chelik, and this is the 44th maimer. This is the maimer Gal Einay Va'Biton Niflois Metoyres Secho. The Rebbe said this on Shabbos Parshas Emor, which was the 19th day of Iyar in Hey Tovshin Lamed Zayin. This maimer was later published in honor of Lag BaOmer Tinose Tovshin Nun Aleph, which came out that year on Thursday, Lag BaOmer Tinose. So we'll do the maimer inside. So Gal Einai Va'abito Niflois Metoyres Secho, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, Perik Yutes, pasuk Yutches. The pasuk says, "Reveal my eyes, or open my eyes, and I will be able to see the wonders of your Torah." The word Gal is 33, Gimel Lamed, and that's the association with Lag BaOmer, the Maimer, for Lag BaOmer, because of Admur Maharash b'Mahamorei Al Pasuk Zeh. So the Rebbe Maharash in the Maimer, which starts with this Pasuk, with Gal Einai, and that's in the Hemshech, in Chayiv Odom Levorech, in Tofresh Lamed Ches, Omed Lamed Tes, and on. So the Rebbe Maharash, in the notes over there, it brings down that the chapter 23 through 25 in the Maimer of Chayiv Odom Levorech are an independent Maimer. And the Rebbe says that it would seem that the beginning of the Maimer is Taki Gal Einai, like this Maimer, but they added in the beginning that this is what Omar David HaMelech Olav HaSholim, this is what he said, that was done in order to tie it into the other Maimorim, but that's really, it's independent Maimer. But in any event, the Rebbe Maharash writes in that Maimer that the idea that it says the Pasuk Gal Einai, and based upon the Pi Mashekosu B'Sidr, based on what is written in this Siddur, Shar Halag BaOmer, in the Shar Halag BaOmer over there, so based on that, over there, the Alter Rebbe says, Sharem es betoiro, Halag BaOmer hu beposuk, that the hint in the Torah for Lag BaOmer is in the verse, Eid Hagal Hazeb, that is between Yaakov and Lavan, they put up that heap of stone, and he said, this is the testimony that they won't pass over to each other. But the Pasuk used there the heap, the word the Gal is Lamed Gimel. So the Rebbe says in this Siddur that that's a hint for Lag BaOmer. So therefore, Gam HaPasuk Gal Einai, says the Rebbe Maharash, that also the verse Gal Einai is by a Lag BaOmer, can be explained about Lag BaOmer. Pi HaYodua, so based on what we know, so Shekol HaYinyonim Shebet Toiru Haim B'Tachlis HaDiyuk, that all aspects of Torah are totally precise. Yesh Loimar, we can say that Zeh Shoinyan de Lag BaOmer Shebeposig Gal Einai. This, that the idea of Lag BaOmer in the Posig Gal Einai, Lemeidim Mehoinyan de Lag BaOmer Shebeposig Eida Gal Hazeb. We learned this from the idea of Lag BaOmer in the Pasuk Eid HaGal Hazeh, because the Rebbe Maharash connects it, and it says, since the The Rebbe said that the pasuk of Eida Gal is like Boimer, and therefore we need to say that Gal Eina is also bad like Boimer. So what is this order? Is Hukibichdei Lovili Inyem Gal Eina Goimer? That so in order to come to the idea of reveal my eyes, Gal Eina Hu Al Yidei Eida Gal Azeh, that comes through that this Gal is a testimony, is an aid, that is the aid of the Gal Hazeh. So behold the connection of this pasuk like Boimer Yoim Haistalkus Reb Shimon Bar Yochai bePashtusu, the day of the passing of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So what is the connection to Gal Einai to the passing of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Kinyonei Shel Reb Shimon, because he revealed, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's idea was to reveal Pnimis HaTorah. Kinyon Eishal Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who, what is the main, what is the aspect? What is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Shal Yodo Yehoyo Hagilu de Pnimis HaTorah. Through him was the revelation of the inner part of Torah. Kumpur Bekama Mekoymes, as explained in several many places, Shagilui de Torah Haniglis Hoysal Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that the revelation of the revealed Torah came through our teacher Moshe, but the Gilui, the revelation of Pnimis HaTorah Hoyal de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that was through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Rebbe explains in the Ha'ore 6 that it's obvious that Matan Torah, which was through Moshe Rabbeinu, also gave us the inner part of Torah, but the revelation of the inner part of Torah was through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to us, but who revealed it to us? The Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. As the Rebbe puts in the note over here, in the note, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us all the Torah, including also the Torah that will be revealed in the future to come, which even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai hasn't revealed yet. As we know, as we say, that Matan Torah won't be a second time, which means the Torah was only given once. It's only that the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah came through Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And when was the Iker HaGilui Hoya B'Yom Histalkose? The main revelation came in the day that he passed, Kid Iso Bezoyar, as we find in this Zoyar, in the Idra Zutra, in Zoyar Chele Gimul Resh Pedalet Beis. So over there it says, Shebeyoim Histalkosoi, that in the day of his passing, Gil Oli Talmidov Milen Kadishin, he revealed to his students holy words, which he had not revealed during his entire lifetime. The ideas that he revealed then, they were such elevated matters. Even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, before this, he was afraid to reveal them. So he didn't reveal them before, only on the day of his passing. By writing down these holy words, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai instructed, as we find in the Idra Zutra, that Rabbi Abba Yichtovi said, he wanted him to write down the Pnimis HaTorah, as the Rebbe brings down also, because if you want to share such high ideas, you have to have an additional action, which is to write them down. So Nizgalu Achagach L'Kol Yisrael. So the fact that he wrote it down, then it became revealed to all Yid. V'ach Nizgalu Ba'ifun Yisparnesun, to the extent they were revealed in a way of Yisparnesun, that they would feed them, which means that it's not just an idea. That the Rebbe brings down in the note over here from the Kisei Melech that Yifurshu Maimor V'Hamukim Sheyovinu, that his deep ideas will be articulated so that they can be understood. So there was a level of Yisparnesu B'Havone V'Asoga, in understanding and grasping. The Rebbe referenced also Lekutu Sichas. Shagam Mamshochas Gilu Zed, that also extending this revelation. Hagilu L'chol Yisrael U'B'Yofen D'Yisparnesu, the revealing to all Yidden and in a way of Yisparnesu Hoiso. That was on the day of the passing of Shabbai Choi, by writing down these holy words then, according to his instruction. And to add to this, so that's the first that we have a gilui, a tremendous gilui, taking place on the day of Lag BaOmer, on the day of his passing, by writing down this Milan Kaddishin, then by his instruction, and that brings the Yisparnes. But to add to this, that Pi HaYedua, based on what's known, that in the day of the passing of the person is revealed Hapnimius, shall call Avedosu, the inner, of all of the service of Ad Meshach Kol Mechayim, that he served during entire lifetime. So move on, so we can understand the B'yoyim Histalkus Rashbi. So in addition to the special things that actually took place on Lag BaOmer, but the fact that it is the day of the passing and all of the service of his lifetime becomes revealed, the inner, on the day of passing, so it's understood the B'yoyim Histalkus Rashbi Bar Yechoy, on the day of the passing of Shimei Choy, Nizgal Gam Hapnimius Shel HaSoytes Shigilu B'Meshach Kol Yimei Chayiv, revealed also the inner of the secrets that he revealed during his lifetime. U'Bechol Shona V'Shona, every year and year, B'Yoyim Lag BaOmer, on the day of Lag BaOmer, Choyzer V'Nir HaGilui Shehoye B'Lag BaOmer B'Pam Rishona, it goes back and it awakens the revelation that was in Lag BaOmer the very first time, which is Gilui Pnimius HaTorah, revealing the inner part of Torah, which is Torosu Yishol Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So that the teaching of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is Pnimius HaTorah, came revealed on Lag BaOmer, the day of his passing. Kamuv on Gam Hamavur Bekamam Mekoymis, and also understood from that which is explained in many places, the Lag BaOmer, who matn Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah, that during Lag BaOmer is the giving of the Torah, of the inner part of Torah. Bedugmas Chag HaShavuos, similar to the Yom Tov Shavuos, shu's man matn Torah bechlal, which is the time of the general giving of the Torah. So the giving of the Torah, Pnimius HaTorah, is on Lag BaOmer. The Mezeh, move on, this understand, the Kamoi Shematn Torah bechag HaShavuos, just like the giving of the Torah on Shavuos, Yom Tov is every year. Every year and year we have Shavuos, the time that we get the Torah again. Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Matan Torah Dibnimis HaTorah. The same thing is the giving of the Torah, the inner part of Torah B'Lag BaOmer, Hu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. This is takes place every year. So now that's why, because on Lag BaOmer there was special revelation, because Lag BaOmer is Matan Torah, because my Lag BaOmer is the day of passing of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which the Pnimius of his Avodah comes out begilui. So that's why in Lag BaOmer Merumas Beposik Gal Einai Vabito Niflos Mitoyda Secho, reveal my eyes so that I can see the wonders of your Torah. Because what are the wonders of the Torah? Hu pnimi is haTorah, that's the inner part of Torah. The inyan gal goimer niflois, and what does it mean? Gal, the idea, reveal niflois hu gilui, gal meloshin gilui, that is gal from the language of reveal, not a heap, but meloshin gilui. Hanifloys. the wonders, the Torah, which is Pnimius HaTorah, Gal, reveal and flows, Shen Nimshech Begal, that extends during Gal, during Lag Bayar. So the Maharash explains in the Maimer over there, in Perek Chof Gimel, the Beniflos HaBetoyro Pnimius HaTorah Shtei Dargis. The wonders of the Torah, the inner Torah, there's two levels. But you know, the idea is the Isa Bezoyar, that in the Zoyar we find Shabbat Torah, it counts there four levels. Yesh Levush, the garment. The garment is outside of the body. Then you have the Guf, you have the body itself. Then you have the inner of the body, which is the Neshama, the soul. And then you have Unishama Linishama, then you have the soul of the soul. So Galia de Torah, the revealed part of Torah, Hu HaLevush, that's the garment. That's the revealed part of Torah. VaHaGuf de Torah, what is the body of Torah? HaSipurim, or as Rebbe says, HaSipurim HaLevush VaGuf de Torah. Galia de Torah HaLevush VaGuf de Torah. What are the... How do we separate Levush and Guf the Torah? Gali is both, the Levush and the Guf. Hasipurim the Torah Levush. The stories of the Torah are the garment. The Hahaloch is the Torah Guf, and the laws are the body. What is Vaneshoma the Torah? Hipnimi is HaTorah. The soul of Torah is the inner part of Torah. Shenachlekes b'chlolus l'shtei dargis. Generally speaking, it can be divided into two steps. Two steps, neshama, neshama, le neshama. Rosin de Reise, the secrets of Torah, which is called Sosim, hidden, that's Nishmoso. Rosin, the secrets of all the secrets, that's Stima, the whole Stimen. That's already hidden of all the hidden, even from the hidden it's hidden. Nishmoso, le Nishmoso. Baba Kosha, so what are we asking? Gal, einai, v'abito, niflois, mitoyre sechol. Reveal my eyes so that I can see the wonders in a plural from your Torah, niflois. Loshon Rabim, not haniflo, but niflo is plural, Loshon Rabim. He sheyira eshtei hadargeis the niflois shebet Torah, so that he should be able to see the two steps of the wonders of Torah, which is Rosin and the Rosin, the Rosin, the secret, and the secret of the secrets. Mevayer explains, Nishmoso, he bechinas nefesh ruach neshama. When we talk about Nishmoso, that's the level of nefesh ruach neshama of the neshama. The Nishmoso, linishmoso, that he bechinas chaya yechida, that's the level of chaya yechida. Ula yeshleimer, perhaps we can say, Shoinyonim depnim is atoira shegil, Rab Shimon ben yechoy b'meshach kol yechaya. So the Rebbe suggests that those aspects of the inner part of Torah that Rav Shimon bar Yochai revealed all of his life, heim bechinas nishmoso deiraisa, those were the soul of the Torah, the regular rosin deiraisa. But v'hinyonim shegila b'yoyim ha'yistalkusa, but those matters that he revealed in the day of his passing, they were heim bechinas nishmoso l'nishmoso, those were the rosin dirosin, the secrets of the secret, the chayi yechidah. And the markings of the Tzemach Tzedek for the Tehillim, and this verse, reveal my eyes so I can see the secrets of the Torah. Maybe Maimer Hazal, Maimer HaZoyar, and now he brings down the above mentioned saying of the Zoyar that's brought down by the Rebbe Maharash, Yesh Levusha V'Gufa V'Nishmoso. Nishmoso l'nishmoso, that Torah has garment and body and soul for the soul. And he explains, Shabakosha galeine ba'abita niflois. So what is the request? Reveal my eyes so that I can see the wonders. He sheyira loyrak haravush levad, not to only see the garment, elogam nishmoso, but also to see the soul. Ubehemshech ha'inyan, maybe pirusha shalom in the continuation of this subject, he brings the interpretation of the Shalah. The Abito Niflois, what does it mean to see the wonders? Hu Kavonas HaMitzvahs. That is the intent of the mitzvahs. And after bringing the interpretation of the shaloh, that the niflois are the kavonas hamitzvus, mamshich levayir, he continues to explain sheniflois upnimis haTorah, that niflois is the inner part of Torah, which is nishmosa deraisa, the soul of the Torah. So why did he bring in the pirush hashaloh of etzorich lohavin? We need to understand lechayra. First, he should have concluded the explaining the meaning shenifloys unishmoso deiraiso, that niflois is the soul of Torah. Ulacher is that. Then, when he's done that, afterwards, lavi oid, Pirush bring an additional interpretation shenifloys ukavonas hamitzvus, that niflois refers to the intention of the mitzvus. Umizeh shemevi Pirush zebem tzahabiur. From the fact that he brings the Shaloh's interpretation in the middle of the explanation, shenifloys unishmosu deraisa, that niflois are the soul of Torah, mashma, it's understood, shapiru shenifloys ukavonas hamitzus, that this explanation that the niflois is the intent of mitzvahs, the Shaloh's explanation, negeya lebir vavonas hapirush, that is, connects to the explanation and understanding the interpretation that abita niflois shuyir nishmos deraisa, that what is abita niflois means that he should see the soul of Torah. So that's the Rebbe is going to explain now what is the connection between the pirush hashaloh kavonas hamitzvus to the explanation that the Tzadik Tzedek was explaining, that abita niflois secho is pnimi yisat Torah. Ois dalet. We'll understand this by introducing Masha Kosuv Gal Einai Goimer, reveal my eyes, that he's requesting from Hashem Sheyivkach Es Einov, Hashem should open his eyes. The Lechere, it would seem Kivon Shasi Beloze, what is the reason for why don't we normally, usually see the wonders of the Torah? Not because of the lacking of the vessels, because there is not proper vessels that you have to open up the eyes in order to see it. It's because these wonders are covered and obscure. B'yesh loymar, and we can say, v'shahahelam de'bechinas nishmosu de'raiso, that the obscurity of the level of nisham of Torah, hu mipnei shehi melubeshes b'haguv de Torah, galyu de Torah, is because it dresses up in the body of Torah, the revealed part of Torah, so the body obscures and blocks the soul so that you don't see the soul. And what causes the blockage for the level of the soul of the soul? It's not that it's dressed up in any matter that blocks over it, and that's why it's not revealed. But on its own, it's hidden. It's above revelation. So it seems the request should have been that Hashem should reveal the secrets of the Torah, as we find, the Rebbe brings the note, ar enu niflois, that the Eberstein will show us the miracles. So this should be a nafkemina between the Hashem revealing to us. It's not opening up the eyes, because it's not the chisorn and the keli for the lack of ability to reach the levels of niflois. Umayya bakoshe, so what is the request? Gal einai shakodesh baruch hu yifakeh esenov, that Hashem should open his eyes. Nukudas habir, was the point of the explanation. This alpi madis of a medrash, based on what we find in the medrash. Moshul lemelech, that we can give this a parable. The fact what happened in Matan Torah, that there was a king shogozar va'omar, that he decreed and says, Bnei Roimi, the people that live in Rome, lo yerdu l'Syria, shall not descend to Syria. Ubnei Syria lo yalu l'Roimi, and the people that live in Syria should not go up to Roimi. Kach shabor, kach likewise. Kshabor HaKadosh Baruch Hu asa olam, when Hashem created the world, gozar va'omar, he decreed and he said, Hashamayim shamayim la'Hashem, the heavens are the heavens belong to Hashem. Vaoretz nosan livnei odom, and the land He has given to people. Kshebikesh litanat Torah, but when Hashem seeked to give the Torah, bitel hagzeda, He nullified that decree. Vaomar, and then He said, Hatachtoinim yalu le'elyonim, the lower one can go up to the upper ones. Ve'elyonim yardu le'tachtoinim, the upper ones can go down to the lower ones. I'm going to start, the Eibishter said. The Eibishter is from the upper ones. He says, I'm going to start this descent to go down to the Tachtoin. Shenemar, he says, the Poskas, Vayered Abai al Har Sinai, that's the descent from Hashem al Har Sinai, the El Yoin le Tachtoinim. Uksiv, and then later on it says, Vel Moshe Omar Alei al Havaye, to Moshe, he says, to go up to Havaye, that's the Tachtoin, to go up to the El Yoin. So explained elsewhere, why does he start first to say the lower ones will go up to the upper ones, before he says that the upper ones will go down to the tachtoinim? Although in the actual, the way it took place, the descent of the Elyonim below came first. I'm the one that started the process of breaching that separation. Because the ultimate intent with the giving of the Torah, that the lower ones should go up to the upper ones. The kavana is that the lower ones should become a vessel, a vehicle to revelation of Godliness. And more than that, not only that they should be able to contain Godliness, but that also this that extends to them, that should be because of them themselves, their matters and their service. Elo shebichdeish yuchal liyas aliyas hatachtoinim lemailo, but in order for it to be able to elevate the tachtoinim above, hu al yidei yiridas elyonim lemato, that is through the upper ones descending below. Shehi hahascholo. That is the beginning and the giving of the power. That allows, and that's the beginning, and that gives the strength for the tachtoinim to go up above. The purpose is for the aliyas tachtoinim, but that's why it starts with that ilui from the tachtoinim. But in order for the tachtoinim to be able to go up, it needs to start from the Yiridas HaElyonim. Al derech zeh, hu b'matan Torah, the Pnimis HaTorah shebelag b'Eiver. So a similar way is when the Torah of Pnimis HaTorah was given lag b'Eiver. Sha'akavone b'bitl ha'gezeira v'amechitza, that what was the intent with the nullification of the decree and the partition b'en Elyonim v'tachtoinim, as it relates to Pnimis HaTorah, what was the intent of negating the taking away the decree and the mechitza between the Elyonim and Tachtonim? As far as we know, Torah, shehagilui the Pnimis HaTorah, that the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah Shenimshech LaOdom Yir Gam Mitzad Odom, so that the revelation of Pnimius HaTorah that comes to the person should be also from the prospect, it's from the person, not to reveal to him from above, but to have the person, him from his aspect, to be able to get Pnimius HaTorah. V'zehu gal einai v'abita niflois mitoras Sacha. This is what the meaning, reveal my eyes and I will see the wonders of your Torah. Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu yifakeyach es einai ha'odom. So Eberster is the one that opens up the eyes of the man. But v'yira es amniflois Shabbat Torah, so that the person should be able to see the wonders of the Torah, not only because now there will be a revelation of the Niflois, also from the aspect of the person, he should be able to see the Niflois that are hidden. He should be elevated and come to the level of seeing the Niflois through the koyach that he gets above. So based on this, we can explain Mashakosu Bahamaimer, this that the Rebbe Marash says in the Maimers, that the Pirush Gal Einai Vabito Niflois Mutarisechohu. That what does it mean to reveal my eyes to see the wonders of your Torah? Is Shariyas Haniflois the Torah. It says the seeing the wonders of Torah, Nishmoso, the Raisav and Nishmoso, Linishmoso. This is the Niflois. Tia mitoyro secho, vabita niflois, it's gonna be mitoyro secho, mitoyro saniklis, from the revealed to Torah. That's the request. Ilchayda would seem harish ha'ikir hu sheyira haniflois de Torah. But main thing is you want to see the niflois of Torah, the ones of Torah. Mawa Yisrael possess. What is the advantage sheyare oisom? That you're gonna see Yiroisom, you're going to see them. They are Nyonim Shebegali the Torah through the matters of the revealed part of Torah. Niflois is mit Torah Secho, is from the Torah Niklis. What's the advantage? Just show Galein Vabita Niflois. Why is mit Torah Secho? Meaning, as the Rebbe explains, from the Niklis of the Torah. Eshloimar Abir Bazeh, we can say the explanation of this. The kol in yonim sheba olam sheba adam, all matters in the world and by a person has chalosim hu b'toyra, they all start with toyra. Everything begins with toyra. L'chein aydei shariyas haniflos de toyra de ha'odom, through the fact that the person will see the niflos of toyra. Will be the person. How will the person see the secrets of Torah through these matters of Galut Torah? Hainu, that is shaguf alavush the Torah atzma. That will be that the body and the garment of the Torah, which are the two levels that we talked about before, the sipurim of the Torah, the halachas of the Torah. So sha'aguf alavush the Torah atzma megale as haneshama v'haneshama l'neshama the Torah. So that the body and the levush itself reveals the soul and the soul of the soul of Torah. Aidei ze nas al derech ze gam b'ha'odom ha'isik b'Torah. So then similar to this, this is what happens in Torah. So similar to what happens in Torah, the person who occupies in Torah, the zeh sheroyas haniflois the Torah, the fact that he sees the wonders of Torah, ugam mitzad in yoni de ha'odom, that's also because of his aspect, which means in his level of an odom, it's refined. Yalu le'tachtenu yalu yonim, he becomes to the level that he is elevated and he can see in the Gilui of Torah, in the Nigla of the Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah, just like the Torah itself reveals the Neshama of the Torah. That's the level that the person that learns Torah will reach.